That was just so sad.
You're the one who showed me.
I didn't show you. You were just eavesdropping on my phone like a pervert.
Eavesdropping on your phone.
Like a pervert. Thank you for repeating me. I'm not a pervert. Are you part parrot?
No.
Well, you repeated me.
Whatever.
Listen.
No, you listen.
All right, parrot. Nailed it.
Hello.
Welcome back.
To Mindless Prattle.
That took a second, but she got there. She realized where she was. It was fine.
I didn't think it was just going to stop.
What did you think was going to happen?
You were going to do the intro.
No, that's your job. Ready?
You make me do the intro and outro every time now.
I don't believe that. Go ahead.
Hello, and welcome back to Mindless Prattle, where you get to hear me and Jordan argue and talk about nothing.
Quick, what episode is it?
Fuck, I don't know.
Uh-oh, she doesn't know.
Episode season two.
Yep, that's it. She's nailed it.
Season two, episode, like, I don't know, 20?
20?
15?
What?
Wait, what month is it? Hold on. March, January, February, March, April. So, like, season two, episode 8?
I want you to think about this for a moment. Once a week, we put out an episode. Episode 8 would be 8 weeks in. How many weeks are in a month?
4.
Yep.
What episode are we on, Jordan?
64 is the episode.
Holy fuck.
Episode 64.
The month is...
Yeah, the count didn't reset, but thank you for participating.
The years are flying
by. I like that you tried to determine the count by going like, oh yes, it's April. Therefore, it's somewhere in the eights.
Listen, yesterday somebody asked me what 1.25 times 6 was, and I was like, I don't fucking know, just do something.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, April equals 8 because A is the first letter. April, same thing.
I was thinking like twice a month. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, it's every week, turns out. It's crazy, huh?
Well, what are you going to talk about this week?
Wow, just going to throw it on me like you haven't been existing for the past week.
I barely exist.
Don't look at me like that. What do you think I do? You think I'm just like flourishing?
Listen, the only thing like funny that happened to me was today.
Go on.
So I'm like on my 10 and...
Oh yeah, I was on my 10 o'clock too.
At my 10, on my 10 minute break at work.
Oh, you're on a break. Okay.
I'm in my car, chilling. It's like 80 degrees, so I have the windows down. This woman walks up to my car and then knocks, and she goes, oh, I thought you were someone else.
In your car?
In my car. And I was like, no, it's okay.
What?
And then she just walked away, and I was like, what? I'm here every single day.
That's How did you so do this? Weird. Yeah, I thought you were someone else.
She was so embarrassed. It was so funny. I was just like, okay, bye.
I've done that too, where I feel embarrassed going up to someone's car, but it's when I like think that it's the car I'm supposed to be getting into, not just someone I know.
I've done that before.
You know?
Especially with your car, since it's white. Like, I'll walk up to cars and I'm like, oh, that's not the right
car. You suck at identifying my car. You'll just walk up to any white car and you're just like, this is yours. And I'm like, no, it's not. And you're like, but it's running. And I'm like, and we're outside it, so why would it be running? Like, what?
There was one time I did that and there was someone in the car and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
I remember that too, yeah.
But it was fine. But yeah, that's pretty much what happened to me this week that I can remember.
I have been having a painful week and it's probably going to contribute to how short this episode is because talking is just super fun right now. Basically, over this past weekend, my jaw was like, hey, have you ever felt immense pain? And I was just like, no, not recently. And it was like, toodaloo, good job. Here you are. So I've basically been getting, what's up?
You go first. I'll tell my part after.
Okay. I basically, yes, it's a basically, blah, blah. You know, like in baseball, you basically, I've been getting like 2, maybe 3 hours of sleep each night because I keep waking up from pain in my mouth, right? And the pain was coming from my lower left side of my jaw, and I could feel it. It felt like a bone, like a shard of a bone or something was sticking out of my gums. Like it was bleeding pretty much every day. I could see it. I was like, this is the cause of pain. I will be in pain for a while. So on Monday, I made a appointment with the teeth people. And today I went, why are you laughing? All right. Today I went to the teeth people and they were like, oh, your gums look really healthy. And I was like, I really don't give a shit about that right now. I can't sleep. Like what? Like literally they were like, here, put these glasses on. So when we spray water in your mouth, it won't get in your eyes. And I said, what is this for? Will you please just look at my teeth? I verbatim. That's what I said to them. And she goes, no, it's for the exam. I said, does the exam cover like the pain that's like happening in my mouth? And she goes, well, we have to check all your teeth first. And I was like, I don't care about my teeth. I care about the one spot in particular that is causing me to lose sleep. Like all my other teeth
that's
could,
pretty bad.
I was like, all my other teeth could fall out right now. And the one spot that's still remaining is the reason I am here. She's like, well, we have to still do the whole thing. And it didn't start out great because before we got to this point in the exam, I don't know if you've, okay, this is like kids don't like the dentist. Like a lot of people don't like going to the dentist. Fucking it's painful. Dentist. Okay. I've never in my life, in my 26 years, I've never had an issue with the dentist. And so when I went to this appointment today, this was the worst, most painful experience I've had with any fucking dentist. It was so bad. Like it started off where they were like, oh, we need to take x-rays. And I was like, good, let's do it. And she did like the full like head x-ray, like the panoramic x-ray, which is a different machine, which I was like, cool, because that doesn't involve me like being in pain.
Is that the one where you just bite down?
Yeah, you bite down on like a tiny little mouthpiece and they rotate like a big machine around your head and it scans like your entire face. Like it's a panoramic, right? So then she's like, okay, come over and sit in the dental exam chair, right? And I said, okay. So I sat in the chair and she goes, all right, now we're going to do the x-rays. And I was like, what did we just do? Like it took her like 20 minutes to figure it out. And then someone came over and helped her.
Must be new.
No, she's definitely new because someone else came over and was like, where are your gloves at? And she's like, oh right, I need to put on gloves. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
I swear to God, like this. Anyway, so we get over to the actual like chair part. I sit down, she goes, okay, we're gonna do the x-rays now. And I was like, well, what did we just do? And she's like, oh, that's the panoramic x-ray. I hit the microphone there. That's the panoramic x-ray. These are like the individual spot x-rays of your mouth. I said, okay. And so she starts putting that little like black little cube in my mouth mm-hmm. in different places. And on the right side, it's fine, you know, because that's the right side.
Can I just say, that shit hurts my mouth when I don't have a tooth problem.
I cannot imagine. Yes, that is what I told her. I said, before we got over to the chair, she said, what brings you in today? And I said, I am having a lot of pain coming from my lower left jaw. Because it feels like a bone is coming through my gums and it hurts a lot. Like two times in the same sentence, I said pain and hurts a lot. Like it was a whole thing. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's my name. Yeah. I was listening to her. I almost in the waiting room while I was waiting for the dentist, it had been so long since I'd taken anything that I was like physically feeling my mouth throb.
Is it like the feeling where your whole body starts to tense up because of how much pain you're in?
No, my mouth and my whole mouth or the left side of my jaw and my mouth feels so sore that I can feel it pulsating into my head because there's nerves that run
That's
from your jaw
bad.
Up into your skull. And so my head was pulsating with like every heartbeat to the point where I was swaying in the waiting room chair because I was just like swaying with each heartbeat and felt like I was going to pass out.
Can I just say, Jordan does not complain about pain. Like Jordan, no matter how much pain he's in, he's like, yeah, I'm good. You know? So I knew it was pretty fucking bad.
It's pretty bad. So I got to the chair itself. She says, oh, we need to do x-rays. I'm like, what did we just do? And she's like, oh, that's panoramic x-ray. Anyway. So she starts doing these x-rays on the right side of my mouth. And it hurt the right side of my mouth. You're correct. It hurts when you're not in pain.
It's like sharp as fuck, that thing.
Yeah, the little black like back plate thing that they use. It hurt the right side of my mouth. And I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the left side, because I'm in so much pain right now. And she says, oh no, you just have to bite on this little plate. I said, okay. And so we go around, she does the right side, she does the front, then she does the left side. And the left side's where I'm having the pain, and I tell her, like, it's gonna be a problem, right? So she just goes, no, you need to bite down. And I was like, I can't bite down. Like, I have physically not been able to eat with the left side of my face for like 3 or 4 days now. And she goes, well, we need the x-rays before the doctor will come over. And by that point, the person who was like training her had left. So I just sat there and I said, okay, let's do it. And so she put the plate in. It hurts so bad. We get through all the x-rays. They said, just hang out here. The doctor will be here in a second. They were reviewing my x-rays, right? First time I've been to this dentist. I haven't been there before. So they were looking over my x-rays and I looked down and I had physically ripped their chair apart because of how much I was gripping their chair while they were taking x-rays, because I didn't want to move and have to have them retake the x-rays.
That's so bad.
So like I was gripping onto the armrest so much that it like tore off. Like, you know how you used to have like an old like Nerf football, mm-hmm. and people in gym class, you'd be like, what are all these little holes in it? Because people like tear it apart. Yeah. No, that was the armrest of the chair. Jesus. After the x-rays. It was just torn apart because I just kept digging into it and like holding onto it so tight. And so finally they were like, oh yeah, your x-rays look good. And I'm like, thanks for that. And they left, and I'm just like physically like sitting there shaking. And she comes back, the actual dental hygienist, not the one that was in training. She comes back and goes, oh, we need to take your blood pressure before the dentist comes and sees you. I said, okay, go for it. She takes it on my right arm, and the little reading goes off, right? And she looks at me.
That's pretty bad.
The little reading, it goes off, and she looks at me and she goes, you need to be taking blood pressure medication. Are you taking any? And I said, no. She said, this is one of the highest I've ever seen. I was like, yes, because I'm in so much pain from what just happened. And I haven't eaten anything today. All I've had is an energy drink to get me here. And then you just start stabbing me and causing me pain. Of course my blood pressure is going to be fucking high. And so they sit me down. Like, I'm still sitting down. And she goes, okay, well, let me put it on your other wrist. And I was like, yeah, because I have different veins in my left arm, you motherfucker. And so she she turns off like the lights in the room, basically. And is like, just take a lot of deep breaths. So I'm sitting there like trying to take deep breaths before I punch someone. And she comes back in and she's like, oh, perfect. It's not in the triple digits anymore. And I was like, oh, perfect. You still have all your fucking teeth. Takes the blood pressure monitor off me, walks away, turns the lights back on, which I'm like, I hate you. And the dentist comes in. I tell him the same thing. He goes, how are you doing? I said, not good. I'm in a lot of pain. I don't even know his fucking name. But that's the first thing I said to him. And he says, okay, well, let's get on with the exam. What part hurts? I said, the lower left corner of my jaw where my wisdom tooth used to be. It feels like something's like growing out of my gums or coming out of my gums. He says, okay, well, we'll take a look. I have to check your gum health first. I'm like, why do you have to? Like in my head, why do you have to? Look at the area that's in pain. Go from there.
Yeah. And can I just say, Jordan has had perfect dental health up until this point. Dude, like, he's
I had a dental checkup less than 2 months, 2.5 months ago. And they said, oh, yeah, everything's fine. And this happened over the past weekend.
You've been under a lot of stress, though, so it makes sense.
Well, so then this is the other part that happened. The lady who is the actual dental hygienist, not the one in training, she left again. So it's me, the trainee, and the actual dentist. And he's telling me that he has to start, I don't know why, by checking my gum health. okay, sure. So he starts prodding my teeth, and they have a number system for your teeth. And it's like 232, 141, 385, whatever, right? It's a scale of 1 to 5 that they use on every tooth. There's like 3 different like checks that they do according to each tooth. And then they record it in your record. They just basically type like 232, 322, 322. Like, it's a whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. He got like a quarter of the way done with my top row of teeth while he's actively stabbing me. And then the trainee goes, oh, are we doing prodding? There was a notable silence in the room. And then the dentist just looked up and he goes, yes, I said prodding. I said probing before we started. That is what we're doing. And she goes, oh, okay. So then he has to start over. He starts over 322, 323, 232, 322, gets like less than halfway of what he did before. And she goes, oh, it's not recording. So he stops for the second time, looks over at her, and he goes, yes, because you're touching the mouse. He said, so he hit exit. He said, he's like, no, hit exit, hit do not save. And he said, hit start. And then all you have to do is type the numbers as I say them. Do not move the mouse. If you move the mouse, it exits the program and you have to restart. She said, oh, okay.
Bad trainee.
Start again the third time now. So he starts again. He goes, all right, starting over. 322, 322. She goes, no, it's still not working. And he stops again. I'm like, holy shit. I was about to get up and do it myself. I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
I could do this.
I was like, just give me the keyboard. I'll type threes and twos all fucking day. Like, what the fuck? So it was so bad. And I was like, the whole time he's stabbing me, like with each number, you know? And I'm like, this doesn't help me. Like, we've still not even examined the problem that I'm here for today. So he fully stops this time, like fully takes everything out of my mouth, like the guards, the thing that's keeping my mouth open, everything. And just like looks at me and he like kind of rolls his eyes and then looks at her. And he walks over there and physically tells her, he goes, stop touching the mouse. I will unplug it. Just type the numbers that I am telling you.
I've never had anything like holy shit. Before. Oh,
it was
God.
So upsetting because I'm like, I'm still in pain. And now my gums hurt because you're stabbing them. So he comes back over. He goes, 322. And then he just stops after the first like couple numbers, which is the first tooth. And he's just staring at her. And you'll bet money, but swear to God, she moves the mouse again and she's behind me. I can't see it, but he goes, stop moving the mouse. Like, he's done at this point. And I'm like, I
just want to fix this patient.
Not even that. He hasn't even started the exam. Like, this is the first thing that he's doing. He does one tooth. He didn't even stab me that time. He just knew the number because he'd said it 3 times already. He goes, 322. And she moved the mouse, I guess, again. She's behind me, so I can't see.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting like secondhand frustrated. I can't.
I swear. Like, if he was the one fucking up, I might have punched him because I was in so much pain.
God.
Like, I was still death gripping these armrests. And he's just sitting there talking to this trainee, this training, like dental.
Okay, hold on. I just want you to know, you can always say, I don't want this person working on me. Get somebody else.
No, I fully told the woman that was helping her, like training her. I said, will you stay with her? Because I'm in a lot of pain. And she said, no, she's fully trained. She just came back from like a leave of absence or something. And I was like, okay.
Ugh.
Should not have trusted her. I don't know what her leave of was. She doing coke the whole fucking time?
Yeah,
I don't know if she lost. I don't know if she lost her mind. But so like the fifth time he starts, he literally took the mouse, like I leaned back to watch. He took the mouse and he put it on the other side of the keyboard and he goes, type the numbers. And he started again and he did my whole mouth. And that time, I guess he actually typed it. And he goes, now touch nothing. And he walked over there and she goes, okay, do I move it over to hit save? And he goes, touch nothing. Like he yelled at her because she was about to grab the mouse that was on the opposite side of the keyboard to move it to click save. And I guess if she moved the mouse, it deletes the whole thing. So he literally like almost yelled at her.
What a terrible program, but also no, terrible I know. Hygienist. Like
he yelled at her and said, touch nothing. And she backed up and he hit enter. And then a window popped up that said save, yes or no. And he clicked on the left arrow and then hit enter again and it saved it. Because he didn't trust her. And I was like, oh my gosh, please. So then he goes, okay, where's the pain? And I think he was talking to me because he was looking right fucking at me. But she says, oh, it's on the upper left corner of his mouth where his wisdom tooth used to be. And he doesn't say a word. He looks at me. We're making like direct eye contact because he's over me. And he taps the upper side of my mouth. And I just shake my head left and right. And he taps the lower side of my mouth, and I shake my head yes. And he just nods. He's like, he goes, all right, yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, didn't trust her at all. And I was like, oh my gosh. Finally goes through the whole thing and was like, which tooth hurts? And I'm like, this one. And so he taps it and he's like, does that hurt? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, raise your hand when you feel pain. And he just started tapping every tooth of mine in a row. And I raised my hand when he got to the tooth that hurt and the gums. And he's like, okay, yeah, I think I can see the problem. It's probably a fracture and there's some leftover residue from when your wisdom teeth were taken out. Were they taken out recently? I said, no, it's been over a decade since my wisdom teeth were taken out. And he goes, oh, yeah. And this can happen sometimes. Sometimes it takes like decades for that stuff to come out of your gums. I'm like, what? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted. Like, yeah, what? No.
So he's like, yeah, you'll need a root canal for the tooth. We can try and pull the remaining like like glue or whatever it is out, but it might cause more damage than just leaving it for your body to like expel naturally. And I was like, okay. He goes, and then you'll need a crown. I was like, all right, sure, whatever. I was like, dude, I have a flight tomorrow morning. Can you, like, what are we doing here? He says, oh, go see the checkout or she'll schedule everything for you. So I walk over there. She hands me a bill. The bill says $1,000. And I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 for that man to, like, torture me for the past hour. And I said it was $1,000 for him to point out that I have a cracked tooth and glue in my gums. And she says, no, 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 no. She said, that is the cost of the root canal and the crown and everything for when you come back next time. I said, you might want to fucking start with that because all you did was hand me a paper with a number that was circled and it was $1,000. And I was like, what the fuck?
Not a good dentist, I'm just saying.
So I was like, holy shit. She's like, well, if you want a root canal to be done here, you need to see the endodontist. You know what it is? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, can you set up an appointment for me to see that person then? She said, oh, you can see him right now. I'm like, well, then why the fuck am I in the middle of checkout if I can see him right now? She said, just go sit back down in your room. He'll be in shortly.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I turn around, go sit back down in the chair. You thought this story was over. We're like halfway through.
You've been talking for like 15 minutes. Like, dude,
it was a whole, I was there. Okay. My appointment was at 1 p.m. I'd never been to this dentist before. So I showed up almost half an hour early so I could fill out their paperwork. I was done with the paperwork at like 12:50. I was in the chair with x-rays and everything from about 1:05 until about 3:15. Like, I was there for like almost over 2 hours just sitting there going through all this shit. So I go sit back in the chair. The endodontist comes in. By the way, they were not super friendly. Like, you know how you were sitting in like a doctor's office? If you're sitting on that chair, just kind of like waiting for the doctor. When they walk into the room, they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm Dr. So-and-so. Let me take a look at your charts real quick or whatever, and I'll be right with you. And you're like, okay, sounds good. No, they would walk in, all five of the people who came in and out of that room. They walked into the room. They walked over to the computer. They didn't say a fucking word to me. And they were on the computer looking at, I guess, my records for 4 or 5 minutes straight while I'm just sitting in this chair, like staring at the ceiling. And I was like, they were good at what they do. Like they, but I was like, except for the dental hygienist, the one that was in training, everyone else was fine. Like everyone else did their job really well. It was just her that like delayed a whole bunch of shit. Cause once the endodontist came in, he looked at everything and he goes, okay, so it's this tooth. And I said, yeah. And he goes, all right, let me test it. I'm going to close your eyes. I said, okay. He started tapping on teeth. He says, raise your hand when I tap on the tooth that hurts. I said, okay. So he started tapping around. He tapped on my tooth. And I raised my hand. He goes, okay. He started tapping on their teeth. Nothing hurt. So I didn't raise my hand. He goes, so just that tooth? I said, yeah, just that tooth. He goes, okay. So we get like a little whatever tool. He looked at it. He goes, yeah, it looks like a little tiny fracture. He goes, that's fine. And he said, are you in a lot of pain? I said, I can't sleep very well anymore because of how much pain I'm in. And he said, all right, let me check with the scheduler. I can probably fit you in today. And I was like, yes, please. I said, what is the recovery time? He goes, there's no recovery time. Once we fix the problem, it's fixed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thank goodness. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So he goes over, he comes back like 5-10 minutes later. He said, I can't fit you in today, but I can fit you in tomorrow. And I was like, tomorrow, I can't. I'm flying out of town tomorrow. He said, well, when you come back, I told him. He said, all right, well, the first available appointment after that is this date. Do you think you can manage the pain until then? Because otherwise you're going to have to come back tomorrow. I said, I'll deal with the pain until then, but I really appreciate it. And he's like, yeah, no problem. I know the pain is, you know, the pain's going to suck, but whatever. And so I was like, yeah, I'll deal with it for the next like 4 or 5 days. But oh my gosh, he was the only, like, him and the actual dentist were the only ones I was like, I'm in a lot of pain. And they were like, yeah, right here. And I'm like, yeah, right here.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't give you antibiotics.
Well, I asked them too. I said, what do I need to take for the pain, or what do I do to take care of it? And they're like, oh, just, what was it? Is it rinse your mouth out with
salt water
a couple times a day, brush your teeth 2 to 3 times a day, and then just make sure you're not taking some like ibuprofen or something for the pain. It's like, okay, if that's what I got to do, that's what I'll do for the next few days. But like, oh my gosh, the first like 2 hours of that appointment, she was the worst dental hygienist I've ever had. The absolute worst. Like,
she sounds so fucking terrible. And I've literally had dentists remove my teeth without numbing me.
No, she was bad.
Like, honestly, you should go to my dentist in the future. They're so great.
And then at the end, she's like, we can clean your teeth today. And I said, you will not touch my teeth again. And I stood up and left. Yeah. She said, well, you can clean your teeth today after the dentist is done. I said, do not touch my teeth again. You will not be in anywhere near me again. I'm like, I don't care if you only did x-rays. I don't want you near.
Honestly, you should have complained to the office about her. Because, like, if you're having that many issues, who knows how many patients are.
It was not good.
I was just laughing because you were like, a few days ago, you were in pain. And I know you were in pain, but you were just like, there's no way I have a cracked tooth or a cavity. Or
no. Like this is what it was. I said, I'm in a lot of pain. And you said, oh, you have a cracked tooth. And
I said, oh, I wonder if you might have a cracked
tooth.
No,
you did not. You said you probably have a cracked tooth. And I said, I can feel something growing like out of my gums. And it is causing pain.
But you literally said, there's no way I could have a cavity or a cracked tooth. I've never had that. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
You didn't take it that well. Don't lie.
I just went quiet.
Yeah.
But you text me and you're like, I have a cracked tooth. And I was like,
She made the smirkiest. You should have seen her. It was like she was trying to smirk to God.
The emoji with glasses and a mustache.
No, I saw the intent behind it. Your grin could not have been wider.
I literally cackled at work. work. I literally cackled and everybody was like, what? And I was like, I was right.
See, I knew it. I knew what that face meant. I saw that face and I was like, this motherfucker, she thinks she's better than everybody right now. I saw the face and I was like, I don't need your I told you so attitude.
You kind of did.
I didn't need it, okay? Didn't need it.
It made me so happy because I'm like, never right.
Oh my God. I saw the face you made and I was like, she never uses this face. I was like,
interesting, isn't it?
Son of a bitch. I was so mad, but then I was, okay. You sent me that little
this
face.
This is marriage.
You sent me that little face and I was so mad at it, but I had also just taken like 1600 fucking milligrams of ibuprofen, so I did not care. I was like, I'm fine. I'm going to take a nap now. And fell asleep anyway.
It made me so like, I don't happy. Care. I never am right like that. I was just like, yep. Because I've cracked my tooth before and I was like, I don't understand how you're in this okay. much pain. For
I'm
that.
I'm gonna put this to rest though. We were both half right, you were not fully right. Because the dentist did confirm there is something yep. coming out of my gums, and it may be the glue that they use to close up the surgery from when I had my wisdom teeth removed. And I have a cracked tooth. So we were both right. I just want to throw that out there.
I was like, I can't understand how you're in this much pain over something coming out of your gums. Because, like, yeah, it hurts, but normally it's just, like, sore. It's not, like, keeping you awake.
Also, I don't know if anyone is aware of this, but are you aware of the position that your tongue is in your mouth all the time?
I am.
Right. Most people aren't. It's kind of normal. Like, not keeping track of, like, your breaths.
Until
like breathing,
it's, like,
until you think about it. Right. It's one of those things. Okay. Over the past 5 or 6 days, I am keenly aware of where my tongue is because the left side of it is up against that piece of bone that's coming
and
out of my mouth.
Fat tongue.
That every time I talk, move my tongue, think about something, anytime it moves, it scrapes against that piece of bone and it hurts my jaw and it scrapes and it hurts my tongue. And I'm like, you motherfucker. So to the point where I'm like listening to music and I'm thinking about singing and I'll move my tongue, it'll scrape it. And I go, nope. And I just sit in silence for hours. I'm like, fuck.
Are you not used to being in pain?
Not used to being in pain? No, I'm fine with being in pain.
I feel like my pain tolerance is so high. Like with teeth, especially like when I cracked my tooth, it hurt a lot. And you were like, go to the dentist. And I was like, I've had worse. Like,
I've had worse pain. It's more of the annoyance of it.
Mm-hmm. It's like constant.
It's not like painful when my tongue scrapes up against the glue or whatever's coming out of my gums. It's not painful, but it is super annoying. It just annoys me. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, and then with like, the cracked tooth, like you don't feel it like really, but every time air or anything goes into your mouth, that's when it like activates.
Oh, mine's different. They blew like cold air on it, cold water, nothing was bothering it.
It must be really small crack then.
If I bite down or like put pressure on it, my whole left side of my like entire skull, it feels like I have a migraine. And I'm like, like it's just instant. I'm like, that's super fun.
But my dentist is great. And I feel like in the future, if you have an issue, you should try to see them because they're a family practice. So they're not as expensive. And they're literally every single person I've interacted with that office is just so nice, so good at their jobs, no problems.
All the receptionists were great. The checkout lady was great. She's like, here's why it costs this much. Here's what this is. Let me explain this to you. Let me explain that to you. Great, great people. And I walked in and she goes, oh, I appreciate you coming in early. Did I tell you that over the phone? I said, no, but I'm a new patient. So I figured I needed to come in a little early. She's like, oh my gosh, you're so wonderful. Normally new patients like show up right on time for their appointment and expect to get in, but you always have to come in early. And then she handed me like 10 pages that I had to fill out. And I was like, yeah, that's what I figured out. Anyway, all the receptionists were great. The dental hygienist, I like if we were on the street and she was doing those things, she'd be unconscious because I felt like punching her so hard in the face.
Which
it was so bad.
It's so funny. Like I only ever show up 10 minutes early. There was like show up half an hour early and I show up 10 minutes early because I can read so much faster than most people. So I finished that paperwork and they're like, damn, you got to do it quick. And I'm like, yeah, I
reading's not the issue. I mean, I can write pretty quickly, but
reading and like I just blast through it and I'm good.
Yeah. I felt fun, not fun, but I felt awkward when it was like, when was your last dental exam? And I put the date. It was January 20th. I put the date and next to it, it said provider or provider's name or like dentist name or whatever. Right. And I put unknown. Same thing with physical health assessment. It said, when was your last physical health assessment? And I put the date because I knew the date. And it said, name of your physical healthcare provider. I put unknown. And then I filled out the rest of the paperwork. That was like question two and three. We went to the back and the, who was it? I don't know who it was. Some lady in charge of like records view, I guess. She said, oh, I noticed you had a dental exam and a physical exam on these dates, but you put unknown for the providers. Like, why is that? And I was like, oh, yeah, no, it's because I'm in the Army and I don't get to know their names. Like, I walk into a room, they tell me to lay down, they check to see if all my teeth are there and if anything hurts, and then they tell me to leave the room. I'm like, so you don't know their name? I'm like, no, I couldn't even tell you what building we were in because it's a mobile trailer that shows up to our training site. We go into the trailer, they check us out in a chair that wobbles, and then we get up and leave.
Yeah.
Damn. And she goes, yeah, that'll do it. I was like, so I know the day. I just don't know who the fuck it was or what they checked for.
Like, for me, whoa. It's usually embarrassing because they'll be like, who's your doctor? And I'm like, I don't have one. And they're like, you don't have a doctor? And I'm like, no. I don't trust bitches.
Okay. I got one more story unless you got something. Because I feel like we should wrap up this episode.
Listen, honestly, nothing happened to me this week. Although today okay, so this morning, my alarm did not go off. I had two alarms. Neither one of them went off. One was set for like 7. One was set for like 8. I wake up at 8:25-ish. And I had to be at work at 9. Which, I don't know about you guys, but I need like a full hour to wake up. Like, I'm not one of those people who can just get up and go. I need an hour. I need to shower. I need to have a drink and like get mentally ready for work. I got ready for work with like 15 minutes to spare. Traffic was so fucking backed up. Like I don't even bother taking the highways anymore most of the time because it was backed up from like the entrance of the highway all the way past my exit. Like, so I took the side roads. The side roads were also backed the fuck up. I was like, please let me get to work on time. I did.
I did.
Yeah. But it made my day because my first interaction with a customer, I'm like, I also didn't take my medication yesterday, so I did not feel good. Like, I had Jordan bring me my medication at work because my head felt so fucking weird. I was like having like auditory hallucinations and shit. But I was trying my hardest. It wasn't the worst medication withdrawal I've been through. Effexor was so much fucking worse. But I'm like trying my best. And this customer looks at me and he's an older man. He goes, you have such a nice, friendly smile. That made my whole fucking day. I was like, he wasn't creepy about it or anything. He just was like, you have a friendly smile. And I was like, I'm trying so hard. Thank you, sir. Like, I can't function right now. And then Jordan brought my medication. After an hour, I was like, oh my God, I feel like a human being again. Like, it was just weird. I just felt so weird. That was my day.
I had, that's nice of that guy. I was driving up to the dentist appointment. And it was like a 4-hour drive with some traffic, you know, before I knew I had to take some of your medication. And
okay, hold on.
I was driving.
Does it taste good? I said, what the fuck? Did you actually take some?
This is what happened. So I was almost back to the apartment and she texted me and said, hey, can you bring me my medication? I didn't take it and I really need it. I did not respond because I was driving like a good noodle I am.
I'm sorry. The camera keeps moving because of your hand and it's really funny.
The camera's moving?
Yeah. It just keeps following your hand.
Oh, that camera. I was like, this one. Anyway, so you text me and said, can you bring it? I didn't respond. Didn't say anything because I was like, I'm driving like a good noodle. I'm not going to text. And so I get all the way to the apartment. I see your like string of text messages. That's like, bring me the medication. I need my drugs. The world is cruel. Everything's going to die. And so I grab the medication.
My brain chemistry, okay?
I grabbed the medication and I sat there, and you know how you're driving and you just have those thoughts, it's like, I could just drive into the opposite side of traffic and we could all die. Anyway, so I was sitting there looking at this bottle and I was like, that's a fun name for a medication.
Sertraline.
Yeah.
So that's a generic name.
So I was like, but then I also remembered I'm in pain and I took some ibuprofen, acetaminophen, whatever we have, right? But I usually take the medication and then drink water. So I usually get a little bit of the taste of the medication. So I tasted it, right? Took the medication, whatever. Then I looked at your bottle and I was like, I wonder if it tastes good. So then I text you. I said, does it taste good? And then I thought about it for half a second. I was like, I don't think any medicine tastes good. And I said, never mind, it doesn't. Well, in between that, I guess you were on your phone and you were like, dot, 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 no, why? And then immediately afterward, you said, what? But I was already driving. And I was like, yeah, I'll figure it out.
I mean, if you took it, nothing bad would happen to you. It'd probably just make you sleepy. But like, I was like, why would you taste it? No, it doesn't really taste like anything. It's a very tiny pill. I'm on half of the max dosage, I think. But no, it's fine. Like, it doesn't, it's not like a gummy vitamin. It's just a pill. Like, that apparently if I don't take it, my brain goes, ooh. But when I used to take Effexor, that one gives you literal, like, electric zaps to your brain when you stop taking it. And I...
That sounds fun and also not fun at the same time.
It's so not fun. Like, you'll turn your head slightly, and it just feels like you've been electrically shocked. It was... And I stopped taking that on my own. I had a taper on my own because it was a doctor from Vegas and all this sort of stuff. And so I was taking, like, a dose every other day. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, this one, I miss a dose, I feel a little weird. No, that one fucked me up.
You do the outro.
But I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. Thank you for listening to Jordan's tooth story, because that's mainly what we talked about. If you liked Mindless Prattle, please follow us. Give us a like on whatever platform you're listening on. We hope you have a wonderful day. I'm Ripley, that's Jordan, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.